Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Most economists are predicting the fastest GDP growth in U.S. history when third quarter data comes out this Thursday. But our next guest says that doesn't mean the economy has fully recovered, and it could get even rockier as coronavirus case numbers rise nationwide just 8 days before Election Day. Let's bring in Jill Schlesinger, business analyst for CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Hey, Jill.
Hello.
So economists are expecting the economy to have grown by 30% at an annual rate in the third quarter of this year. Big question, does this mean the recession is over?
In a word, no. First of all, we have had this cataclysmic drop in economic output in the first half of the year. We came in decent shape. The 10 years prior, after the last recession, we've been growing at about a 2.5% annualized pace. Then we get the pandemic, and first quarter growth, we see a contraction, a shrinking of 5% on an annualized basis. Second quarter, more than 31%. So yes, it's going to be a big swing up on the third quarter, probably about 30% in terms of the annualized increase. But that would still leave the U.S. economy 4% smaller than it was at the beginning of this year. So we are not out yet.
And to your point, I mean, hundreds of thousands of people continue to file for unemployment benefits each week. Why are economists predicting such growth when it appears people are struggling and they've been struggling for some time?
You know, in the second quarter when things were frozen, we had a lot of stimulus that went out the door. And that meant the people who were really severely impacted by this crisis financially had money. And a lot of people had that money. They could spend that money in the third quarter. But now, with all that money drying up, it is very critical that there be another round of stimulus to help them out. Otherwise, the economy is going to follow the path of this virus.
Last week, China announced its economy had grown by 4.9% in the second half of this year, which makes it the first major economy to post growth amid the coronavirus crisis. How does the U.S. compare to China?
What the Chinese government did was hyper-focus on the disease itself. They said, we are going to control this. We're going to shut places down. We're going to test. We're going to trace. And then they started to provide some relief through their banking system to companies. But the United States, we never had that national voice of what needs to happen. And without that, unfortunately, we have actually fallen well behind China in our efforts to contain the virus as well as the financial fallout from the virus.
The International Monetary Fund is calling for more global collaboration on vaccines and treatments for COVID to help the world economy recover at a faster rate. What steps need to be taken in the next few months to speed that recovery along?
I think that in addition to the mitigation of the actual disease, what we have to really listen to are the smart economists who are saying it's about the stimulus. Last week, we had yet another Federal Reserve governor, Lael Brainard, who said, this is a direct quote, apart from the course of the virus itself, the most significant downside risk to my outlook would be the failure of additional fiscal support to materialize. So it is about stimulus, which will help human beings. So it's for a humanitarian basis, but also it really will help rescue the United States economy.
That's CBS News analyst Jill Schlesinger. As always, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.